Hey, girl.
Hi, pretty.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am so spectacular. I hear a helicopter.
It sounds so loud in my ears.
Why? Is that so fucking loud? I feel like you should not be able to hear that on our mics.
That's pretty cool.
I don't think so. Do we have, like, terrible mics? I don't know. Like, why is that getting picked up?
I don't know. I kind of like it, though.
Welcome back to Emergency Call.
Welcome back.
How are you feeling this week? What's up?
I'm feeling really good, actually.
Are you?
Like 100% energized.
Oh my God. Really good. I'm so excited for you.
I had a great week.
I know you're on a health journey.
A huge health journey.
That is iconic.
Aren't you?
See, I am, but I really fumbled my health journey yesterday.
You were all week. I think that when you have a good, healthy week, all week, it's okay to have like one cheat day on the weekend. It actually is good for your body.
Is it?
Yeah, because it resets.
No, I've been like not drinking and eating good and working out a lot. But yesterday I met up with an old friend and we decided to drink all day. So that was kind of moving backwards, but
wait, when you say drink all day, what time did you start?
I think I got there at like 4:30. But
and what kind of drinks did you start with?
I actually have no idea. He got me some random drink.
You didn't even order your own drink?
No, he said he was going to surprise me.
Oh, fuck. What
it was good. It? I don't really know. And I milked it because I was like, I can't get drunk. Like, I cannot be drunk today. So I just drank that at the first place. And then we went to a rooftop and we got espresso martinis. One round of that.
That'll do it.
And then, what is that noise?
Your dishwasher.
I'm so sorry, guys, if you hear any weird noises getting picked up. I don't really know what the hell's going on. But yeah, we had two espresso martinis there. And then we went to dinner and this man decided to order an entire bottle of wine. I was like, why did you do that?
That's what kind of dinner?
Did me good.
Italian? We got
La Pecora Bianca.
Okay, so nice bottle of it red, was so yummy. Some pasta. You gotta do it.
No, it was a vibe. I had a good time.
I almost said it was a good Sunday pasta night, but today's Sunday.
No, it was a nice Saturday. Well, that's and we nice. Got home early.
What time did you get home?
11:30, I think.
You said we got home early.
I got home early.
I heard that slip. But that's okay. So you had fun.
Yes. Yeah, but no, also this week. So last week I talked a lot about like social media. That was like the whole episode. So this past week I took the entire week off. I haven't filmed all week for my YouTube channel. I have videos like I still was posting. I had videos lined up that were pre-filmed, but I took the time off. I brainstormed some like creative ideas that I'm like excited to film. And I just took the time to like focus on me. I feel like sometimes I just like spiral and like get burnt out. So I just like took time for myself and I still was working, but just like editing and stuff and not like filming myself. And it was good for me. I feel like ready to film again and like excited.
Okay.
So I'm doing
that's good.
Much better.
I'm and so we're happy both, to hear it.
We're both on little health journeys and
I totally am.
Yeah. Just because like I feel like not that I ever really ate terribly, but I feel like I just wasn't taking care of myself. So I wasn't like I felt just shitty all the time.
Right.
Not all the time. But
that's what I was starting to feel like, but I'm going through something totally different. So
what are you going through?
Well, menopause. I want to shoot myself, but it's just a different journey. So I'm really being very strict.
Right.
With my eating.
This week we wanted to talk about body image. We're probably going to get into it in a little bit. I want to know what you did this week first.
I didn't do anything exciting. I work.
Oh.
I literally worked all week. I'm trying to think if I did anything exciting yesterday. Friday night, I ended work at 4:30. And want to know what my Friday night was?
What?
Laundry. And I cleaned the house like it was like spring cleaning. Like
that's amazing.
Everywhere. And then I went on Amazon and started ordering like organizing things. And I'm like, who am I, Amanda? But I did that. And then yesterday, we had a leak downstairs. Well, Sal was coming over anyway with his dog because his wife's in Italy. So
that's my dad's bestie.
Yeah. And then the dogs had a play date, and then Nick noticed there was a leak downstairs in his room from the boiler room.
How exciting.
So they had to fix that. So that was my Saturday night.
So fun that you're wanting to share about your leak.
Yeah.
That's the most exciting thing that happened to you this week? That was
fucking it.
What was your, what's the word, rose and thorn? Is that what it is? In Italy, we went to Italy in, what was it, 2019, mm-hmm. with my mom's entire side of the family. And every single night at dinner, we would do a rose and thorn of the day. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be kind of fun to, like, do that podcast. Your rose and your thorn of the entire week.
My thorn of the week was just probably work. I mean, work's always a thorn. Who likes work?
I don't know.
My rose of the week is just, like, I felt good. Like, I lost, like, 7 pounds in water weight, I think.
Jeez.
And it's clearly it was water weight. And because you don't lose 7 pounds in a week. But I just feel healthier.
That's good.
So I would say that would be, like, my rose. My thorn... I have, you know what my thorn is?
Tell me.
Fucking Rangers lost 2 games in a row and that pissed me right off.
That stinks.
Excuse me, my throat's.
Yeah, what the hell you gotta.
I don't know, but that pissed me off, but they made it to the playoffs, so I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's they a rose.
They won today, though.
They won today?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
But I didn't watch because I was getting ready and coming here, but mm-hmm. they won. It's just me. Maybe I'm bad.
Probably. Okay, well, that's good. I don't know what my rose and thorn is. Oh, actually, I do. My rose is that on Friday night, Hannah and I got sushi, and I had the best crispy rice I've had in so long. Oh my god, I dream about it, guys. Like, I am a crispy rice fanatic. I love it. It's so fucking good. We went to Blue Ribbon Sushi, so that was probably my rose. It was just so good, and we, like, just really had such it. A great dinner.
That's so nice.
And then my thorn was probably that I think that I have flat feet.
I have to check them.
Okay, I bought these inserts for my sneakers, but I've been like doing.
Did they come?
Yeah, they came. I've been doing 12:30 every single day on the treadmill, and my feet literally have gotten excruciating pain. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I think I have flat feet. I've come to the conclusion, but that just sucked. But I ordered these inserts for my shoes, so we'll see if that helps. But yeah, thorn, flat feet, not fun.
Oh no.
That was the most, like, not genuine oh no I've ever heard. Oh no.
Nick has flat feet.
Well, I think I have
flat feet. And he always too. Had arch supports in his shoes when he was young.
Yeah, so that was definitely a big thorn. It hurt really bad, but I was pushing through because I can't miss the day of 12:30. Although I did miss yesterday, but you know, it's okay. We're gonna go later and I'm gonna do 12:360.
Okay, I'm gonna do with you.
Okay. We wanted to talk about body image this week because I feel like that's such a prevalent thing in life. And I feel like I've been, like, dealing with that a lot. I feel like in your early 20s and your 20s in general and just life in general, your body fluctuates. Like, body image is a huge thing.
Changes a lot.
Everyone, I feel like, can agree and relate to this. So I just think it's such an important thing to speak about. And let people know that they aren't alone. So we just wanted to, like, dive deep into body image. So yeah, I think that we should start with when we first were aware of our bodies and, like, were, like, thinking about, like, oh, like, how does my body look? Like, you know what I mean? Like, the first time you ever really, like, thought about it in that way.
I thought about this a lot driving here because you said it earlier and I was like, when the hell? But I do remember.
Okay, tell me.
So I never cared, like, elementary school, high school, junior high, high school. Like, I never looked at myself and gave a shit. Like, I never said, like, oh, I'm too skinny or I'm too fat or it never even crossed my mind. Okay. But I remember one specific time I was at a friend's house in high school and they were all looking in the mirror and comparing each other's bodies and, like, oh, you have a great body. You're so skinny, like, saying stuff. And I remember thinking, and I didn't say anything to any of them, but I remember thinking, like, why is this so important? Like, why are we sitting here comparing our stomachs and our bodies? And I never addressed it with them because I was just like, that's so weird. But then after graduating high school and you enter your 20s and your body becomes more womanly and your taste buds also change. So I got into different foods that I liked and whatever. And then even before 20s, I would say like 19, I think I was dating this guy and I remember him saying like, oh, you look like you gained some weight.
Ew.
And I'll never forget that. And I remember like going, I don't know, because I never get on the scale. Like, my clothes still fit me. Like, just, like, weird stuff like that would happen.
I feel like it's always when somebody else makes a comment, that's when you become more aware, for the most part. I feel like that's a common thing. It's like somebody else makes you aware.
Which is such a rude thing, like, to say, like, to somebody, like, oh, you look like you gain weight, or, oh, you're too skinny, even too skinny.
No, it's fucked up. You should never comment on somebody else's body, period. Like, that's just not something that
you should talk about. I just talked over you, I'm sorry. I've never felt self-conscious about my body my entire life until right now.
Really?
So when I was 23, 24, I had Nick, right? Because I truly never thought about it.
Right.
I just didn't give a shit. Like, I was always just happy, and I was like, whatever. And I was always the solid weight all the time. But I always went to the gym, too. So after I had Nick, when you breastfeed, you burn a lot of calories. Mm-hmm. So after I had Nick and I breastfed him, I was the skinniest I've ever been. And then I had you, and then I had Drew, and I never had an issue losing weight because I was in my 20s when I had my kids, and your metabolism is faster, and I always ate healthy. Mm-hmm. Besides when I was pregnant and I craved really random stuff that was not so healthy. But anyway, and then 30s, you know, whatever. I'm running around with kids, not so bad. But I will tell you this, menopause, struggling with weight gain in menopause has got to be the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life. So all the times, like, I think back and think, like, maybe I possibly thought I didn't look that great. I don't know. I wish I liked myself more then.
I feel like that's always how it goes. Yeah. Like, I look back at myself when I was a little bit younger, and, like, then I was conscious about how my body looked. But at that time, like, I was so skinny. So I'm like, what the fuck?
But even people that are super, super skinny are self-conscious because they have a super fast metabolism. They're too skinny or whatever the case is. Like, I think it's rude either way to say to somebody, like, oh, wow, you know what? You're really skinny. Like, you need to gain some weight, or you're really, like, look like you've gained weight. Like, my mother used to do it.
Yeah, I just think that you just should never, ever comment on somebody's body. Mm-hmm. I think every body is beautiful. Like, that, it's easier said than done, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, I could say that to you guys, but, like, I obviously, like, struggle with myself. Everyone, I think, struggles with their bodies at some point in time. But truly, everybody is beautiful, and, like, if your body's functioning and it's healthy, like, that's the one body you have. Mm-hmm. You have to appreciate it and love it and take care of it.
Just be healthy.
Yeah, that's what I feel like recently, like, this little health journey. It's more so just so that I could feel good because I want to take care of myself.
Right.
But, yeah. Go on. What else? What were you saying?
I don't remember.
30s.
30s aren't so bad, but once you hit, like, 40 and above, your metabolism just... like a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. It goes right down and it's just shit. But if you work out a lot and you eat healthy, it gets better. But menopause, it's like I look at food and I gain weight. Now, I'm only 5'1". So for me, and like dad will say, like, oh, you're not fat. Listen, I'm fat for me.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Like for me, like terrible. I'm overweight for me. My hips are killing me. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Like I'm not saying like I want to be perfect, but I know when I need to lose weight.
Right.
My body hurts, you know? Mm-hmm. So like when I was pregnant, I used to get really bad pain in my hips and it's back because I've gained that weight back. So I started going on the treadmill and I started eating certain parts of the day and I go to a diet doctor in Jersey and
it's just important to take care of yourself. On
a very strict schedule and I have to because I'm going through menopause and anything I eat will make me gain weight. And drinking a ton of water. I mean, I drink like over a gallon of water a day.
Right. Hannah wrote this on our questions thing because I posted something for you guys to ask us questions for this episode. And I feel like this ties in because you said that like growing up, you never were conscious of it.
I never was conscious of it, but there was times where my mom, love her to death, but she would be like, you look like you've gained some weight. Mm-hmm. Like, you should do something about that. Or she'd say to dad, Michelle looks a little chubby. Like, did she gain some weight?
That's fucked up.
And I'd be like, I hear you. Like, right. I hear what you're saying. Somebody should not make a comment to somebody else about their body weight or about the way they look. It's just rude.
Yeah, 100%. Hannah asked, question for Queen Michelle.
Oh, no.
Did growing up without social media alleviate any body issues?
I mean, possibly, because there was nobody looking at pictures of me and comparing, and right. I wasn't comparing myself to anybody because there was nothing there.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything.
Yeah. I feel like social media plays a big part in it for this generation. The amount of times where, like, my friends have, like, sent me a picture of a really skinny girl being like, ugh, like, why can't I look like that? And it, like, is a trigger for me to see that. And I'm like, I don't want to see that. Like, I don't want to think that way. I don't want to read that. I don't want to hear that. Like, social media definitely plays such a huge part in it. It's crazy.
Like, I feel bad for you guys because you see, but, like, don't care. I mean, like, I would see.
It's so easy to say. I know, it's so easy to say. Don't care. Don't care about it.
I would go to, like, I mean, we would go to parties and see people, and I'd always be like, wow, like, everybody's different. Yeah. Everybody's built different. Everybody grows different. Like, you can't
compare. Yeah, everybody's beautiful. Everybody's different. Yeah. Like,
we're all beautiful in our own way.
Yeah.
You know?
I honestly, like, I can't even remember the first time that I was aware of my body. I feel like I always have been. Like, maybe really? Not in, like, elementary school. I feel like in elementary school I didn't think about it at all. Maybe, like, middle school it started. Like, when I was, like, 13, I feel like that's when it started for me. Like, I just was so aware. Like, anytime I was at, like, a pool party with all my friends, like, I would just constantly be thinking, like, what do I look like? Like, do I look fat? Whatever. And I think it's because growing up, I always was friends with people that were, like, just way skinnier than me. Like, I just had such a different body than all my friends. Like, growing up in high school, all my friends, I feel like, were just, like, built differently than me, or they all, like, played sports and whatever.
But you guys were also so young. Your body wasn't even fully developed.
Yeah, but I just was, like, always thinking about that. So, like, I don't know. Like, okay, I wrote down some things. So I feel like growing up, I always grew up with, like, older people around me, like cousins, like aunts, like everything. And I wrote that I think that, like, comments I heard growing up of other people complaining about their bodies or talking about things that I didn't even know were issues.
Right.
Like, I was like, oh, like, that's insecurity. Like, I feel like growing up, I heard a lot of comments about, like, just, like, thicker thighs or, like, cellulite or whatever. And, like, I didn't fucking know what that even was. But I was like, oh, that's something I should be insecure about. So now I'm like, that's something that I have to, like, unteach myself almost.
Right.
Because I was like, like, that was just programmed in my brain at such a young age that, like, I should be insecure about that because, like, that doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. Just from hearing other people, like, complain about that at a young age, like, it was just engraved in my brain that that was not good. Hmm. But I remember, like, this was the one time that I was, like, genuinely so unhappy with how I looked and so insecure. I was in seventh grade and I was at the beach with all my friends and we took a bunch of pictures and I hated the way I looked. Like, I just thought that I looked so fat. I thought I looked so gross.
What grade you say?
Seventh grade. Uh-huh. I, like, have these pictures, like, engraved in my brain. I, like, begged them not to post them. They, like, still posted them.
You were so tiny.
I just hated these photos. Like,
okay.
They made me so, so, so insecure. And I just, like, was so conscious of myself for, like, the rest of that trip. I didn't want to take any pictures. When I was in high school, I hated taking bikini pictures with my friends. Like, we were all at the beach. I was, like, so, that's all I thought about. Like, we would go to the beach with boys the entire time. I'd be like, oh, my God, I probably look fat right now. Like, so fucked up.
Oh, my,
like,
God, that's so sad.
It is really sad, but it was, like, hard for me to not think that way. But, yeah, that time in seventh grade was the first time I really thought it. And then it kind of, like, fluctuated. I feel like my weight has always fluctuated. It's always been, like, up and down. So, like, there were times in high school that I, like, felt confident, but then there were times where I didn't. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I wrote in high school. In high school, I edited my body a lot on Instagram. I remember there was one picture. This is so embarrassing to admit. But there was one picture I took with my friend, and, like, she was so much skinnier than me. And I literally, like, patched on Facetune, like, parts of her stomach onto mine to make my stomach look flatter.
Stop it right now. That's ridiculous.
I swear to God.
How come I didn't know any of this stuff?
What am I going
to
say? Hey, I just edited my stomach because I looked fat. You like, I literally would do that. Like, I just like was so, I just thought I was, I just, I don't know. I was just so self-conscious. Aww. So I just had a very like warped idea of what I looked like. I edited the shit out of my body when I was in high school.
Didn't in the house talk about weight.
No, but I've definitely, like, I definitely grew up hearing comments from people, like, 100%. Like, I remember.
And I'm probably sure I know who those people are. Yeah. But at the same time, like, I never said anything to you. Like,
No one ever said to me. No one,
I would never.
No one ever said anything to me personally, but it was just, like, what I thought in my head.
Right.
But then, yeah, I think when I was, like, 17, I got into, like, a really good workout routine with you. Remember? We, like, were working out every day, and I got really, really in shape.
You were in 17. It was before we went to Italy.
I wasn't 17.
It was 2019. We were in the gym all the time.
Okay, so I was 19. So I was older than I thought.
It was right before you went to Greece.
You're right. Okay, so that was probably the happiest I'd ever been with the way I looked. Like, I was so confident. I was working out so much. I was just genuinely taking really good care of myself at that time. And I didn't even think about what I looked like at that time. That was one of the only times I could say that I truly just like felt so confident. It's because I really put in the work.
Right.
But then quarantine happened and then I gained a little weight, but I wasn't really focused on it.
Right.
Then like I still was like having that confidence of like being in shape from the gym so much.
Right.
But then I moved to LA and I started like drinking a lot and just eating bad. That was the first time I lived
That'll kill you. Drinking.
Yeah. It was like I gained my freshman 15 as if I was in college.
But that happens. You were living on your own. Yeah. You were eating out all the time, drinking all the time. I mean, this is...
Yeah. Like I first started eating burgers. Like, like I just was like, yeah, I wasn't taking care of myself really at all when I was living in LA. So yeah, I was really focused on like my body then. Because I was just like, fuck. Like, I noticed my body changing and I was really insecure about it. Also, LA, like, there's so many... I just think it was, like, who I was surrounded by. But, like, there were so many girls that, like, had so much work done. Like, you'd go out and these girls would, like, have BBLs and, like, have, like, so many things done. And I was like, fuck. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. It was just weird. Like, I feel like I just was like...
Did it make you feel more insecure about yourself? Because, I mean, they got work done to look like that. Yeah, but... So you shouldn't...
But I think so. Like, I just wasn't happy with how I looked, period. I don't know. Like, I just was like, ew. Like, I feel gross. Mm-hmm. Like, I was living such an unhealthy lifestyle. I just did not feel good at all. And then, like, my view of myself was just not good.
Right.
And, like, now I feel like I'm at a place where, like, I still am really honestly, like, not happy with my body at all. But I'm, like, learning to just love it for what it is and, like, take care of myself again.
Right.
And that's why I'm trying to, like, get into this healthy habit of, like, working out consistently and eating good and eating things that are going to fuel my body. Like, looking at food as something that's, like, fuel to give me energy and make me feel good instead of it being, like... something negative. I don't know, like I just feel like I'm just really trying to like work on that now, but I'm literally like still healing from like the LA, like that whole thing, because it was just like so hard. And I don't know, I think it's like such an up and down thing, but I definitely have like struggled with body image since I was young, and I do think social media has a big
part in it.
100% like ever since I'm literally in middle school, I've been like on Tumblr, on Instagram, like looking at all of these like Instagram models being like, why the fuck don't I look like that, whatever. And like it has gotten better, and I think that like now more than ever it's so open on social media, like there's so many girls that post like unedited pictures and they're like, this is normal for your body to look like this.
I was gonna say that
people are so much more open now about those sorts of things, so it definitely has helped like seeing that. And I definitely am getting better.
Most of the things that you're seeing on social media, like most of the pictures, they're edited. These girls don't really have.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just, but that's so sad. Like, it's just sad that girls feel the need to edit themselves for like society standards. And it's just like so hard trying to fit whatever like the beauty standard is at that time. And it's always changing. So you really can't focus on that at all. It's so toxic. But I don't know. I just think it's so hard as a woman. Like, your body's always going to fluctuate. It's just, like, a part of life, and it's so confusing. And, like, growing into your woman body.
It's tough.
It's so confusing. Like,
I know.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, one day you wake up and you have hips and you're like, hello, where did these come from?
I was growing into my woman body and had three babies.
Yeah.
So yeah, that so was
that's
tough.
A big change.
Yeah, big change.
Yeah, it's just so, it's so confusing. And like, I don't know, I think it's something a lot of people deal with, but a lot of people don't like to talk about because it is mm-hmm. such like a sensitive topic. And I feel like for such a long time, I never wanted to talk about it like on YouTube. Like, I actually just recently for the first time said in a vlog that like, I've been trying to like live a healthier lifestyle because I have gained weight and it's like been hard for me. And I never really talk about it because it is something that like I struggle with. So I don't right. like saying that out loud because it's hard to like admit yeah. to things that like you struggle with because it's easier to just like act no, like you I don't. Know. But I think it's important to be open about it because it lets people know that they aren't alone. But it's just such a sensitive topic. Mm. And I truly believe that everyone's beautiful. Like, I would never look at somebody and be like, she looks oh, a certain way. Not. Never. It's so but mean. It's just so easy to look mm-hmm. at yourself and think those things.
Well, we all are our own worst critics, yeah. right? So, I look at myself, especially getting older, too. Like, it's the same thing when I see older people like my age on social media and they look, like, better than mm-hmm. I do. And I know they're going through the same thing. And then right. If social media wasn't a thing right now, I probably wouldn't be as self-conscious.
No, literally.
To be honest with you. Like, it sucks. But I am extremely self-conscious right now. The worst mm-hmm. I've ever been.
That's so sad. Because mm-hmm. I feel like I've also heard things of, like, people saying that as you get older, it gets, like, better. Because you're just like, okay, like, this is my body and I'm, like...
Listen, I if I was young, I was... Wait, how old am I? I was 45 when I started premenopausal. Right, that's right? true. So then, or even younger, actually. But 2016, my mom. So I was like 43, 44 yeah. when I started.
And you were young when you started having kids, too. So it kind of like,
yeah.
like, I feel like right now at this age, I'm like trying to learn how to just like love my body for like how it is and mm-hmm. all the changes. But you, since you got pregnant right at those changes, it was like.
I didn't gain a ton when I was pregnant. I only gained like 30 pounds a kid, which is mm-hmm. normal, but it's still a struggle.
Yeah, no. That's like a whole different struggle with
losing
itself.
It. But I did breastfeed all three of you and that helps. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying breastfeed just to lose weight. There's great benefits to breastfeeding if you can. Like Drew, yeah. I had to stop breastfeeding because he was allergic to everything I was eating.
Right.
Because he had a milk allergy. But I wish I enjoyed my body and my weight more when I was in my 20s and 30s.
Right.
Because now it's just, I have to really, really watch what I eat.
Mm.
Like, I eat breakfast, lunch, dinner. I try to keep it at the same time this week. Mm. I work during my half-hour lunch break. I jump on the treadmill for a half an hour.
Right.
Because everything hurts. Like, menopause, like, my... Listen, not everybody goes through it.
Yeah.
Like, I've talked to some people's moms... because obviously I don't have my mom to talk to, but they don't have one symptom. They never had one symptom. And I'm like, I have the whole list.
I'm definitely going to have the whole list because I'm going to get your genes.
Do you know what? Drew Barrymore was just on talking with Gail. I forget her last name, but she's Oprah Winfrey's best friend, Gail.
I have no idea.
Do you know who Oprah is, though?
Yeah, I know who fucking
okay,
Oprah
so Drew
is.
Barrymore was talking, and she was talking about premenopausal where you get like your period twice a month and you feel horrible and then your period stops and you gain weight and this that, and she listed all the symptoms and I just sat there laughing and I'm like, I have every single menopause symptom.
That is
every
scary.
Single one. And it is, it's sad. Like sometimes I find myself crying for no freaking reason.
Mm-hmm.
And like I just feel duh.
You think you're almost done going through it? I feel like you've been going through menopause.
You could go
for
through
10
menopause
years.
For 10 years.
You feel like you have been.
My hot flashes stopped.
Yeah.
Which is like a huge thing. My hot flashes stopped. I want to like knock on something and let hopefully it stops forever.
Every 2 seconds you'd be like,
Those have stopped, but the weight gain's a struggle. So yeah, I do go to an acupuncturist mm-hmm. and I do go to specializes in specific diets and mm-hmm. I go once a week and get weighed in and he tells me what to eat and
yeah, I've been doing a meal plan yeah. that gives you the right nutrients and it's like healthy meals. So I've been doing that and it makes me feel so good. Like I feel so much more energized because mm-hmm. I feel like when I wasn't doing that, I was just eating random shit because I don't really know how to cook. And also, like, it's hard. It's hard getting in, like, the right things that you need. So I've been liking my little meal plans.
But also, like, when you think you're eating good, like, if you buy something, you think you're eating good, it's really, like, just not.
No, that's what's crazy about America. All the food is processed for the most part. It's so hard to eat good. When we were in Europe, like,
I was just gonna say, when Paris, I felt the healthiest.
Yeah, like, we were walking a lot, granted, but, like, the food there just makes you feel so clean. Like, the first time that we went to Italy, we were staying in this house on this, like, huge farmland, and we had chefs that were coming to our mm-hmm. house and, like, cooking with the fresh produce from this farm that was, like, on the property.
So good.
And I felt so good, and I was literally eating pasta every day, and I just felt so good mm-hmm. because none of the food is processed. It's crazy, like... The food here is just so bad. It's
disgusting, honestly.
It's so
bad. I understand why people are just vegan. I really, yeah, truly no, understand I, it. I'm I not really even
wish,
kidding.
I wish that I could. I really don't think that I could be vegan, but I wish I could. I also am pretty sure I'm lactose intolerant. The other night, I had mochi, which is like the Japanese dessert, and they're freaking fire. I literally had one little mochi.
What's a mochi?
I woke up to my stomach rumbling. It's like an ice cream ball.
Oh, so you had like vanilla ice cream inside a dessert?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a little ice
cream ball. So like made with whole milk. I've told you this.
No, I woke up with my stomach like actually rumbling in shambles. I was like, oh my God, like I really should not have any dairy at all. I barely do. Yeah, I mainly just have like a little bit of cheese, but not even really anymore.
But even cheese sometimes bothers you.
Yeah, it's a struggle, guys, because I love cheese.
Everybody does. How's your stomach been this week since you've been eating clean? Like, besides the ice cream event?
Yeah, no, I feel good.
You feel good?
I feel good eating those meals. Like, they're good. They make me feel energized and good. So, that's been good. I just think it's really important to just take care of yourself and, like, I don't know, just know that you're not alone and try your best. This is me included. I need to listen to this advice, but just try your best to love your body because it is your one body you're given, and it's healthy and working and keeping you alive and letting you experience this life, and it's so special. And yeah, I think we all should appreciate the body we're given.
We should
love it and give it love mm-hmm. because
and just try so love hard ourselves. Not to compare.
Yeah, it's really hard, though.
Listen, I get it, but try really hard not to.
Yeah, it's a struggle, but, you know, we're all in it together. I want to go through some of the questions that you guys asked us. A lot of people are asking, like, how to stop comparing yourself. I wish I knew. It's really hard. I think that something I really have tried to do with in the past few years is, like knowing that I could appreciate somebody else's beauty without questioning my own. That's like a huge thing. That's a good one. Like everyone's beautiful in their own way.
We're all different.
Yeah, we're all different. Like you really just have to try your best to not. And it's hard. Mm-hmm. It really is easier said than done. Like you just have to, I think, keep telling yourself that. I think daily affirmations are really, really important. Like literally as corny as it is, look at yourself in the mirror in the morning and be like, you are beautiful. You are smart. Like, tell yourself those things because you should be talking to yourself like that. I think that it was Olivia Ponton. I think that's how you say her name. She's a TikToker. She used to post about writing, like, affirmations like that on little post-it notes. And she would stick them on her mirror.
That's smart.
So every day she could remind herself of those affirmations. And I think that that's really smart to do because it's so much easier to talk negatively to yourself than to talk positive. But it's so important to talk positive to yourself. So I think that that's a really smart thing to do. And once you just start seeing yourself in a more positive light, you're going to stop comparing yourself. You're not even going to like have those thoughts.
I think everybody does it though. Like even the girls that you're looking at or people are looking at saying like, oh, wow, like I wish I had that body or I wish I looked like her. Like we all do it.
100%. Like everyone has their days.
Yeah.
No matter how confident you are, everyone has those days.
100%. When I was young, my brother used to tell me I had thunder thighs.
That's fucked up.
He'd be like, you walk so heavy, you have thunder thighs, you sound like an elephant. And I'm like, but I know. I would stomp louder.
I'd be pissed. If one of my brothers said that to me, I'd honestly punch them in the face. I'm not going to lie. And they know that too. They would never.
And well, it's so rude. Like, who, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just so rude to do.
What do you do to make yourself feel confident / what makes you most confident? I think having clothes that you feel comfortable in is so important. I feel like for a while I was trying to like still fit into clothes that didn't fit me anymore. And like I didn't want to like accept the fact that they just didn't fucking fit me. So I would like try to still fit into them. There was one day where I was like, I'm just getting rid of all this shit. Like, looking at these clothes being like, okay, maybe one day I'll fit back into this. Mm-hmm. It's so toxic. Like, have clothes that fit you, that you feel comfortable in. Those few pieces, I think that's so important. Whenever I put on an outfit that I feel good in, that makes my confidence so much higher. So, I don't know, like, look good, feel good kind of thing. Like,
I agree.
Take care of yourself. Yeah. Your exterior, your interior, all of it. Like, just taking care of yourself and putting that time into you is so important.
Yeah, I agree. I think I have every size jean. Like, I go through my, I have, like, my jeans when I'm that weight. My, like, I have, like, and I'm like, I'm not getting rid of them because what if
I mean,
I need them?
Weight fluctuating is a huge thing, so it's, like, kind of hard.
It does.
How to be confident in a bikini. See, that's something that I you say I don't wear those?
I don't wear those.
That's something that I definitely, like, have struggled in. But I also do have some bikinis that, like, I feel really confident in. Mm-hmm. Like, the style of them. Like, finding a style bikini that you feel really good in is important. Or even, like, there are some one pieces I have that so I honestly feel better in than I do in bikinis. Mm-hmm. And they make me feel sexy. They make me feel good. They're comfortable. I'm not, like, thinking about how I look in it.
Right.
So, like, definitely, like, try different styles of bathing suits. I have one bathing suit that's, like, a tankini kind of thing. And it, like, cuts down to, like, right below my ribs. And I feel so good when I wear that one. You just have to find the style of bikini that makes you feel the best. I remember growing up, I had a lot of, like, the tie bikinis, like, on the sides.
Oh, yeah.
Hated those. They made me feel like shit. I've also noticed that I really like the ones that kind of cut up higher.
So, like, a high-waisted?
Not high-waisted, but they are, like, kind of like a V, and they sit, like, above your hip a little bit. So it kind of, like, cinches you in. I don't know. Just, like, play around and find what you feel good in. That's really it with every kind of clothing. But, yeah, bikinis, that's a big thing. Or sometimes I'll even wear, like, a little crop top. Like a crop tank top over my bikini top. And I feel so cute in that.
Yeah, well, at my age, you dread bathing suit season. This is the reason why I'm trying to get healthy right now.
But you also, I feel like, have bathing suits that you feel comfortable in.
I do.
Yeah, so.
I do. That's but I've also had, even though I'm short and I've always been like a normal weight, I always had a very like sports-like body. Mm-hmm. Like I'm more stocky than I am like this little whatever. So I always felt like insecure in a bathing suit. Like why don't I look like that little girl? Why don't I look like that? Why do I look like this?
See, I've felt insecure in bathing suits because my ass is just so, it's big. It's a big one. So like, yeah, it looks a little crazy. So I don't like it. Like walking on a beach, I'm like, oh my god, this is embarrassing. But it's, you know, it's life.
Oh my god. Honestly, I feel most confident when I'm tan.
Yeah, no, I actually I feel a lot better about my body when I'm tan, I will say.
Yeah.
I was looking at pictures of myself.
The sun's not very healthy.
It's healthy if you wear sunscreen.
Yeah. But I do. I feel like everybody feels better. Like my hair feels better.
Everything
feels better when I'm in the sun.
Vitamin D is very amazing for you.
Why do we live here and have to deal with this winter? I sat outside today.
It makes you appreciate the summer and the sun more. Yesterday was really nice out, and I was on a rooftop, and I literally was just, like, basking in the sun. It was amazing.
That's what I did today. I went in the backyard with the dog, and I just sat on a chair and just let the sun hit me.
How to not compare yourself with your younger self. See, this is kind of what we're talking about with, like, your body changing into your woman body. But I think just, like, knowing that your body is going through these changes because we are able to carry another human life is really special. Like, the way that you develop, like, your hips when you get older, that's because you're, like, I don't know all the right terms, but, like, it's because your body is, like, setting in to, like, prepare for a baby, literally. That is crazy. Like, we are, like, like, we can literally hold another baby inside of us.
I know,
like,
I did 3 times.
That's nuts. That's so special, and that's amazing.
Your body does change so much after you have kids, too, though.
Yeah, but you just have to look at it in, like, your body was beautiful then, your body's beautiful now, like, through every stage. It just is what it is, and, like...
We're all just beautiful. Like, I don't, like... You ever see, like, an ad, like, and they have all different kinds of shape women and stuff, yeah, whatever? I love that, because it's, like, we need to see more of that, especially online, because these young girls need to know you're okay.
Everybody is beautiful. I really love that a lot of, like, the model industry and, like, whatever, like, they have so many more, like, plus-size models, and I feel like it's way more inclusive now than it ever was, which I think is really important, and I think that's really good for young girls to look up to and see.
I agree.
Like, I go on websites now and I'm like shopping, and every single like piece is like different size models showing off the same piece, which is so important. Like, I feel like when I was younger, like, plus size models were only showing like the plus size clothes,
and 100%.
Yeah, but now it's so inclusive, and it's so beautiful to see, and it's so important. And I think that we're definitely, like, as a society, taking the right steps into showing women that, like, everybody is beautiful, but it still is, like,
we are all made differently.
Yeah, everyone's different. Not everyone's going to look the same. Yeah. And if everyone looked the same, then that would be a very boring world.
Agreed.
What are your current body goals compared to your high school goals? I feel like when I was in high school, when I would work out, I would be like, I want abs. I want my ass to look good. Like, it was very, like, surface level. Like, I want to look good, so I'm going to work out. Like, that was it. Like, I was in the gym being like, when am my abs going to be showing? Like, now I'm just like, okay, I want to do this to make me feel good. And we'll see where it goes. Like, I'm just working out to, like, take care of my body.
I didn't have goals in high school about my body.
See, I really think social media takes just such
I agree. Toll. I think it's completely different. Like, I just didn't care in high school. I never even thought, like...
You're really lucky.
This person's not going to like me or look at me, because maybe I never even went on a scale when I was in high school. Like, I just didn't.
Oh, I did. I really think social media takes such, like, a big part in that. And it's sad, but it's the truth.
That's so sad. I mean, definitely now I'm terrible, but, like, I never
but
felt like that.
Now you have social media to look at.
But I don't compare myself to other people. I just look in the mirror and I'm like, what the hell happened to you?
That's so it's what just I like say. With age.
Yeah. Makes me sad.
You got to take the advice I just gave to these girls.
I know.
I always do tell you, though. I try to tell you.
But your metabolism changes so much as you get older. Like, mine's not as fast as I'm, you know? So I have to work out, and I have to eat right and drink a lot of water and make sure I'm doing the right things. Just
but that's
to stay
important.
Healthy.
Yeah. It's important to take care of yourself.
Well, my body starts hurting when I gain weight. That's my issue. Like, so when I start feeling that pain, I know I need to fix it.
I feel like you could answer this question. Dealing with toxic family who makes inappropriate and mean comments on your body.
I mean, I had that growing up. Like, I would hear my dad calling me chubby, like, joking around.
Yeah, actually, Grandpa called me chubby when I was living in LA. I was already, like... struggling with my body image, and I was on FaceTime with him. He was like, "You look a little chubby." I was like, "Are you kidding me that you just said that?"
When you got off the phone with him, I was like, "Dad, that's what you used to do to me."
It was
like, you would say, like, "Oh, you look a little chubby today." I'm like, "You just can't talk to somebody like that. Like, that's not okay." And he's like, "Well, I was joking around." Like, but you weren't joking around, and you're not joking around when I was younger.
Yeah, I've actually, that's not okay. Now that I'm thinking about it, I have. Recently, I had a family member say to me, like, you look really skinny. Oh, I was livid.
I know.
Oh, my God. I was like, who the hell? What the hell? Oh, my God. I was so pissed off. I just said, skinny. That's not what I said. And they were like, yeah, you look skinny. And I was like, no.
Listen,
all I said. Because, no, don't fucking comment on my body. I don't care who you are.
I agree. I've had family members say to me, like, you've gained some weight. Like, maybe, you know, go to this diet doctor, or here's some advice or whatever. Look, there was a time when my mom was sick and then my brother was sick. When the first time he was sick, I was eating on the go and I gained 30 pounds. And I know that I was.
But see, I feel like there's just such a different approach than, like, you gained weight. Like, why not, like, hey, Michelle, I feel like you're not taking care of yourself. Like, maybe you should.
That's start so much nicer. I wish people approached me.
Like,
that
there's
way.
Just such better ways to go about it. Like, commenting, like, oh, you look like you got a little chubby. You look like you gained some weight. Like, that's so fucked up. Like, no matter who you are, that's messed up to say.
Dad's never done that.
But you also, you never know what somebody's dealing with behind closed doors. Right. Like, there's so many eating disorders. There's so many.
So true.
Things that people go through and you would never, ever, ever know. And it's just fucked up. Like, you never know when something's going to be a trigger. Mm-hmm. No matter how close that person is in your life, you don't know what they struggle with.
Dad's never done it to me. In fact, I'd say to Dad, like, why didn't you tell me? And he'd be like, I think you look beautiful no matter what. And
I'm that's
like,
really sweet.
That's really nice of you, but it would have helped if you... And he goes, imagine I said to you, Michelle, you know, you look really, like, fucking fat today. He's that's so mean.
That he didn't. Yeah, because he shouldn't.
He's like, I just think you look great no matter what. And I'm like, but...
And if he did say that to you, you would have been pissed, so...
I probably would have just called him a fat ass back. Like, I would have been like, you jerk. But he, you know, he didn't. He doesn't think that way.
Yeah, no.
But some people truly think that way.
See, but those people, I feel like, are projecting their insecurities onto you. Like, anybody that's going to comment on your body or, like, look at somebody else's body in, like, a negative way, those people aren't happy with themselves. Like,
no, it's true.
It's just a fucked up thing to do. Commenting on anything that's exterior or anything. I think this is like a quote. I forget the exact quote, but it's a quote I used to hear growing up, and I feel like I always stuck with it. And it's like, don't comment on something that somebody can't change within 5 minutes. Like, if somebody can't, like, I don't know, like, okay, if I had like something on my face and I'm out, like, yeah, tell me. Like, if I could fix that really quick, yeah, tell me. Like, if a piece of hair looks funky, like, tell me. Anything that somebody can't fix right away, don't fucking say it, because it's just unnecessary.
I like that. Chances, I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Chances are they probably are hyper fixated on that little thing that you're commenting on. Like, you don't need to fucking comment on anybody else. Like, worry about your fucking self. And that's what I would say to somebody. If anybody ever told me that I was getting chubby, I would tell them, worry about your fucking self. And that's what you should tell your toxic family members.
Either way, though, because I've heard comments to people that are super skinny. I've heard people say, like, wow, you're so skinny. What's wrong with you? And it's like,
that's messed up.
What in the hell? Like, it could go either way. Like, if someone's extra, extra skinny, why are you even talking about it?
Well,
why
that's what I'm saying. When my family member said to me, like, you look skinny, it pissed me off. Like, it made me, like, really irritated. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, who are you to comment on my body, no matter what you're saying? And, like, it's just stupid. Even being like, oh, you look good. Like, in a way of, like, you look good because you lost weight. Don't say like that. Just don't comment on other people. Yeah. That's just the number one rule that everyone should follow. Don't comment on other people's bodies. Like, that's something that is so hard to have control over. Like, it's such a sensitive topic. It's just so messed up. Like, I just think that nobody should comment on anything that has to do with somebody else's physical appearance.
I know. And now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I've heard many things over the years.
Yeah.
And family members that have said really weird things that they shouldn't have said. And it's like, who the fuck are you? Are you perfect? Like, none of us are.
I think those were my only two that I really, stuck with me, that were towards me.
Me. In general, like, towards or just commenting on other people's weight or other people's, like, the way they look. And it's like, why?
I think something that I've, like, said when one time I was, like, talking about this with my friends. We got, like, super deep one time. And I was saying to them, like, whenever I have kids, if I, even if I have a son, whatever, but mostly a daughter, because I feel like girls really struggle with this a lot. But boys can too, obviously. But I will never, like, comment on my body or anybody else's body, or that in general, in front of my children, because I don't want them to view themselves in that way. And I think, like, it's so easy to think that way when you, like, hear it. So that's something that I really want to, like, implement raising my children.
Well, kids are like sponges, so they hear it. They're gonna absorb it.
Yeah. And I feel like I heard a lot of things when I was younger.
You definitely have. Because I heard stuff when I was younger, but I'm not saying just my side of the family either. Like, I've heard, like, it in all areas, just in even general. Like, extended family. Like, I've definitely heard comments, and it's like, what makes you think you're so perfect that you get to say that to somebody?
Yeah. It's just like,
because you're not.
Yeah.
Nobody
it's,
is.
It's just not good. And I think that it's just important for like young girls to grow up and not have to hear things like that. So I don't know. It's just like such a sensitive thing.
Especially like you said, you know, you guys are on social media a whole lot more than we all are. And you're seeing and comparing, and somebody may have the same outfit and look different in the outfit. And it's like, we're all going to look different in that outfit.
Yeah.
No matter what.
It is so, so crazy. Something I think is really crazy is like, when a celebrity like edits their body and then people like post being like, this is what they look like without editing. And then this is what they look like with editing. Like, that's fucked up. Like, those are people too.
I see that a lot.
Those are people too. And if they felt the need to edit themselves, that means that they probably struggle a bit. Mm-hmm. And that's fucked up if they stumble across that video showing them unedited. And then like, do you know what kind of trigger that is? Like, I don't know. I just think that's crazy.
Do you think that they're making the comment because they feel like, if somebody's
well, obviously,
in such a high celebrity status that they shouldn't be giving false.
Yes, yes, 100%. And I do agree with that. I think that like celebrities and public figures should show something, like be real? A good influence, like, and be real so that people don't feel like shit about themselves. Right. But at the same time, everyone's human and everyone has their own struggles. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to put that pressure onto people because you never know what someone's dealing with. Like, it's just hard both ways, because I get it. Like, yes, public figures should be real and shouldn't put out this like false identity.
But they are still working and trying to sell something and trying to do something. And
they're also still people at the end of the day. Yeah. Like, they're people that have their own struggles, no matter how famous they are. Mm-hmm. So it's just like such a touchy thing.
It is touchy.
Always around. But I just really wanted to talk about that today because I think that like, everyone goes through it, and I just wanted to bring a little bit more awareness to it and talk about it and let you guys know that you're not alone and that you're all beautiful and that we're all in it together at every age. And at every age, you could, I don't know. It's just,
It's so hard, though. It really is.
It is.
I remember my mom when she was like in her 60s, I want to say, or late 60s. She would say, every time I look in the mirror, I look and go, who are you? What happened? Why do I look like this? But you have to enjoy the beauty at every stage.
Mm-hmm. Every age is beautiful. Yeah. And like, life is too short to be focused on your body. Like we only have one life. I feel like I obviously could take that too. Like, I definitely have focused on it a little too much. But like, life is just really, really short. And focusing on things like that is just so silly in the grand scheme of things. And like, one day, like, we're all going to be dead and it's not going to matter. And at the end of the day, we're all like bones.
Right. But you want to be healthy. You can be healthy at any weight,
you
but
healthy
just make sure
and happy.
Your heart needs to work well.
And take care of yourself.
You know, take care of yourself.
Yes, that's important too. But like, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's touchy. So I don't know. But I hope that this like helped you guys feel less alone. I feel like hearing people talk about it on my end, it makes me feel less alone. When I'm struggling and just in general. So I don't know if this could have helped at least one person.
Yeah.
Then we did our job.
I hope so.
But I love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
You have anything else you'd like to say?
I don't know if we have people in my age range, so I don't know if any of my, what I said about menopause is going to help, but
I think so.
It's triggering. So I hope so.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah. That's all you got for
That's
today.
That's all I got. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I love you guys. We will see you guys next week with another episode.
Yes. Happy holidays, too, to everybody.
Yes. Happy holidays.
Happy Passover. Happy Easter. Have a great week.
Yes. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Kisses.